On the Cuba front, that was one of the reasons why so many people checked out, because of the sonic attacks that took place on our diplomats in Cuba. And I was engaged in that issue because of my position on the Intelligence Committee, and also because of the relationships that I had fostered over the years because of the ag stuff. So it kind of put me in a unique position. But I try to find a nexus between and among all my committee assignments, wherever they might be. So, you know, it's no coincidence that I introduced the AIM Act, the Ag Intelligence Measures Act, because it's been something that's been a concern to me since before I ever got in Congress, is that our food chain is vulnerable to foreign attack. And where I think we fall down here in the United States is mostly due to a failure of imagination. We can't imagine ever anybody ever doing that. But when we have gaps, weaknesses, and vulnerabilities, our adversaries are looking for those opportunities to exploit those. And the pandemic sort of brought those weaknesses, gaps, and vulnerabilities to the fore. So I thought, now is a good time, we've got people's attention, now's a good time to bring this intelligence piece to the floor, because it's important for folks to know that food security is national security. And if our food security, our food chain integrity is breached, we have a major vulnerability. We saw that happen. We saw it happen during the pandemic, because the pandemic itself created, in many cases, sick outs in mass, in for example, in processing plants that disrupted our food chain, our food supply. And we are a just-in-time supply chain. And so that left farmers and ranchers with really no safety valve. So there were an awful lot of euthanasia of livestock, and you know, you have very few options because you can't afford to continue to feed your livestock, and everything just feeds into this just-in-time supply chain. And so those disruptions manifest in the marketplace. Well, that was the warning shot. And then the JBS ransomware attack. And that really got people's attention. You know, it's no longer a what if. It is here and now, this happened. Now, that turned out not to be, you had essentially a 20% capacity compromised as a result, and just in the beef supply chain. But what if that were to happen again? What if it were to happen to other processors? What if it was not a ransomware attack? What if it was a pathogen introduced from a malign actor somehow or somewhere? And so we need to bring USDA into the intelligence community. Not because I don't want people to envision, you know, Jason Bourne in a cotton field or anything like that, but the subject matter expertise that resides in the USDA on things like ag security, food security, is really not present in the intelligence community. And so bringing that skill set and bringing that subject matter expertise into the intelligence community helps better inform the IC so they can better protect us. And so that's what this is about. It's a cooperative effort. And I don't think that ought to be limited to just the USDA, quite frankly. When we're continuing to see the ransomware attacks across a variety of industries like the Colonial Pipeline, we need to think about how we take a whole-of-government approach to protect vital sectors of our economy. And quite frankly, I don't think it was an accident that our energy sector and our food sector were both attacked within weeks of each other.